بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد My dear brothers and sisters, today alhamdulillah I got two very beautiful reminders from two of my dear brothers which I just want to share with you as a further reminder. I think these are very important things. One was from my brother Dawood Farid and Dawood Wadood, his Urfiyat is Farid, and the other one was from my very dear brother and Ustad Maulana Ahmad Muhammadi, the president, the Amir of the Jamiat of KwaZulu-Natal. I'm reading from the second one. It says, 100 years from now will be the year 2120. By then, almost every single reader of this piece will be underground. Not almost, every single one. Our bodies having become part of the soil, during that part our fate in respect to paradise or hell would have been made known to us. Meanwhile, above the soil, our houses that were left behind would have become either homes for others or demolished for better structures. Our clothes would have been destroyed or rags for others and replaced by more recent trends. Our cars, meaning those models, will be on display as historical artifacts or recycled. But for us, we will never be thought of or thought about by anyone again. Think of this. How often do you think about your great-grandfather? How often does your great-grandmother cross your mind? I want to add here to say, do you even know the name of your great-grandfather and your great-grandfather and your great-grandmother? That is your grandfather's father or mother, or your grandfather's grandfather or grandmother. Our presence on earth today, that presence that we make so much noise about and shed so many tears for, was preceded by countless generations before us and will be followed by countless generations after us. SubhanAllah, I think this one piece is worth sitting and reflecting upon. Every generation that passes through this world barely finds the time to take a glance at the world before needing to bid it farewell and handing over the baton, having not even fulfilled a fraction of their ambitions. Our lives are in reality far shorter than we imagine. In 2120, every one of us will realize from within the grave just how worthless this world actually was and how trivial those dreams were that we centered on. In 2120, every one of us will be wishing that we had dedicated our lives to great matters of Allah, doing His bid, and devoted ourselves to doing good deeds, particularly those that continue to benefit us after our death. In 2120, someone reading this piece will be screaming out, but in vain, Lord, return me, give me another chance, so that I may have another opportunity to live for you. The response to that request will be no, and behind them is now a barrier until that great day. In 2120, many will be in regret, saying, I wish I had prepared for life after my journey on earth. Let us reappraise ourselves, for surely what happened to those we talk of, heard of, and dread of will surely happen to us. Let us take advantage of today while it is still called today. Tomorrow is not yours yet, and until it comes, and keeping our faith in Allah is the only way out. My brothers and sisters, the message from my brother Dawood was a video which is narrated by Sanyas Nayan Khan, the founder of Good Word Books, who says something very, very important. He says that many years ago, we put the first CCTV cameras in Connaught Place in Delhi. And at that time, there was an auto rickshaw driver who drove you know, he was driving in Connaught Place. So he parked his vehicle in a particular place. He discharged his customer, disembarked his customer, and then he smoked a cigarette and he was chatting with his friend and so on and so forth. And he spent quite a good time in that corner. Now, that happened to be a no parking place, but he was there. So after about maybe 5-10 minutes, a police constable came along and asked him why he was parked in a no parking place. So the man said, no, I haven't parked here, I just discharged a customer and I am going. So the police constable said to him, no, come with me. He took him to the control room and he showed him that CCTV footage of that 5 or 10 minutes that he had been parked there. And this man saw himself, parking the vehicle, he saw himself talking to people, smoking cigarettes, everything. And this matter was reported in the papers, and in the papers they said the man was speechless. He couldn't speak because he was seeing himself, and obviously his lie came out very graphically. Sanyas Den Khan Sahib, may Allah bless him, says this is exactly what is going to happen to us on the Day of Judgment. That people will be presented and they will deny what the malaika, what the angels will say. They will deny that. They will say, no, I never did anything wrong, and I never did this, I never did that. And then, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, their skin will speak. Their skin will speak. And the skin will say what they have done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Yasin, which we read so many times, Al-Yawma, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-Yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim wa tashhadu arjuluhum bima kanu yaksibun. Allah said, on that day, a lock will be placed on their tongues, on their mouths. And their hands and feet will speak. And they will say what they did, the actions that they did. وَتُكَلِّمُنَ أَيْدِهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ. The hands and feet will speak. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the skin will speak. And the person will say to the skin, why are you giving witness against me? Why are you... Why are you speaking against me? And how can you speak? And the skin will say, the one who gave speech to everything gave speech to us today. My brothers and sisters, this is like an old broken record, but I think we should learn now the time has come to listen to broken records. And that is, a day will come when everything we have today will become worthless and totally useless. All you need is a toothache to prove this point. Forget about death. Death is far too serious. If you have a bad toothache, believe me, what kind of car you drive, how much property you have, how much money you have in the bank, whatnot, will become utterly and totally immaterial for you. This is one of the within quotes benefits of COVID, which is that COVID has brought this to the fore. Ask the person who gets COVID. I mean, I get messages from various places, alhamdulillah, different parts of the world, where people say, I have tested positive, or my family, somebody has tested positive for COVID. Please make dua, and so on and so forth. And believe me, those people at that time are not thinking about which car they are driving, how many degrees they have, what is the size of my house, how much property do I have, do I own one flat or do I own 25 flats. They are not thinking of any of that. They are begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say, oh Allah, let me live for a few more days. Even the fact that even if you live for a few more days, even if you don't die with COVID, you will die one day anyway. And if you die with COVID, if you try to argue with those people, if you try to give them the logic to say, look, you know what, now you got COVID, if you die with this COVID, you will die shaheed, inshallah, and the kind of life you were living, it didn't look like you were going anywhere except Jahannam. Here the chance to go to Jannah. So just make tawbah, istighfar, and thank Allah. Oh Allah, alhamdulillah, you gave me COVID. Now take me with this COVID. Give me shahada. You think they are going to make this dua? Somebody gets information that they are terminally sick with cancer or something else, right? And if you say to this person, you know what? Alhamdulillah, you got news that you are going to die in the next few months. Make tawbah, istighfar, spend the next few months in 100% ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give a lot of charity, correct all your affairs with people and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, ya Allah, you gave me this cancer. I'm so grateful to you. I didn't die in a car crash. I didn't die in a plane crash. I didn't die in any sudden thing like that. You gave me time to make istighfar, to make tawbah. Alhamdulillah, how many people do you think are making this dua? Whereas if you really have iman, that is what you should be saying. I'm not saying don't pray for a cure. I'm saying that thank Allah that He gave you the opportunity to make tawbah and istighfar before you die. But we don't think like this. We want to stay in this world until the last possible minute, even though we know that we have to go, whether it is today or 10,000 years from now, we have to go. Even though we know that everything we own today, we will leave behind on the surface of the earth when we go inside 6 feet under. Despite that, this is our orientation. Our brothers and sisters, let this be one more benefit of COVID, that it reminds us of our mortality. This is where I began the COVID benefit series, and I want to end with this one today, the sixth one I think it is, which is to say, let us remember that this COVID is a wake-up call, which is telling us that nothing matters except your belief and your amal. Iman wa amilu salihat. We will talk about the connection of these two, inshallah, tomorrow. But today, these two, and these are the only two things which are important. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.